tafsir of the Noble Quran, we're looking at Surah Al-Ahzab, which is a surah in the 21st juz of the Noble Quran. We looked at the first few verses of the surah, which refers to the incident of the Battle of the Trenches, all that occurred, the great miracles of the Messenger. One of the miracles is the prophecies. The other is the fact that so many people were able to eat from a minimum amount of food in the house of Sayyidina Jabir, as well as dates that were brought by Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhum. So referring to all that transpired and the reference to the activities that unfold, Allah Rabbul Izzah in a beautiful manner in the Noble Quran draws our attention by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, Udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum, remember the favors of Allah upon you. The favors of Allah upon you. Idha ja'atkum junudun, whereupon an enemy had come upon you. Fa'arsalna alim rihaw wa junudan lam tarawha. And then wind and armies were sent by us. Allah Rabbul Izzah sent this to repel the enemy. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, we were fully aware of all that they were doing. Sahaba had this unique type of tranquility and peace that engulfed them. They were saying words like, نَحْنُ الَّذِي بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَ أَبَدًا. We are those who have pledged our allegiance to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in waging jihad as long as we live. And on the other side, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhira, faghfir al-ansara wal-muhajira. Oh Allah, there is no real life but the life of the year after. Forgive the ansar and the muhajireen. There was an alliance that had come against the Muslimin. And Allah Rabbul Izzah describes this by saying, إِذْ جَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. When they came upon you from above and from below. In other words, from the eastern side of Medina, which is a higher, and western side of Medina, which is a lower area. They came from both sides. And when you engulf with enemy from both sides, وَإِذْ زَغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and when their eyes became distracted, their eyes began looking around out of fear and amazement, and the mood of people began changing. Those who had displayed friendship began showing indifference. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ, and the hearts came up to the throat. The hearts were palpitating out of fear and terror. It was as though they moved up to the throat. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ ذُنُونَ, and you thought all types of thoughts with regards to Allah. This is really with regards to the munafiqeen. The munafiqeen, they thought that Allah will, they will be destroyed. The mu'mineen had full conviction in Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzah describes this condition saying, هُنَالِكَ بَتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That is when the believers were tried, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا, and they were severely shaken. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had sent Sayyidina Huzaifa to make inquiries about the enemy, and Ibi's detailed story that has been recorded in the ahadith of what transpired at that time and what how they were then repelled. So the hadith gives a glimpse to the test that they were put through, and that is a lengthy incident on its own. Allah Rabbul Izzah suffices to say that the mu'mineen were shaken very, very severely. Allah Rabbul Izzah had shaken them and tested them in the most intense manner. And may Allah reward them for showing us the path and remaining steadfast.